You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Energy Intuition Transformation with Sue Williams. Sue Williams. Live from holistic-health.au.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Energy Intuition Transformation
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to Energy Intuition Transformation. I'm Sue Williams, the Spirit Psychic, and I want to begin today by asking you something. Have you felt it? Something is shifting. Something is loosening. A sense not always easy to name, but impossible to ignore, that the ground beneath your feet is moving, that something that has felt stuck for a very long time is beginning finally to give way. You're not imagining it. June and July 2026 mark a genuine turning point, not just personally, but collectively and energetically. Something that has been building for a long time is now breaking open. And this week's Oracle card is the most perfect response to that feeling that I could possibly have drawn. And before we get to the card, I want to talk about what is actually happening in the sky right now, because it is genuinely extraordinary. Jupiter, the planet of abundance, enters Leo on June 29th for the first time in over a decade, shifting the whole tone of the year. The second half of 2026 becomes fiery, creative, expressive, and visible. We become more willing to take risks, create boldly, and center the joy within us. And this is Jupiter saying, the hiding is over. Mars conjunct Uranus in Gemini is sparking fast-moving energy, sudden insight, and breakthrough thinking. Things that seemed fixed are suddenly in motion. Mercury turns retrograde in Cancer from June 29th to July 23rd, a time that will invite reflection. But rather than fearing it, think of it this way. Before you walk through a door that has just been unlocked, it makes sense to pause and know exactly what you want to bring with you. And Chiron entering Taurus on June 19th invites healing around stability, money, and self-worth, the very places where we have felt most limited. And the cosmos is not asking you to wait any longer. It's asking you to step through that door now. So let's turn now to that card that I was talking about earlier. And it's from this particular deck, which I haven't used for a very long time, but I was drawn to use it today. And it's the Career and Money Oracle. And while its name speaks of the practical, its message this week goes far deeper than career or finances alone. And the card that I have drawn for this week is Unlocked. And you can see a lock with a key in it. And this actually carries three messages at the bottom, and together they tell a complete and stunning story. So message one, what was locked is now ready to be unlocked. Now this is the card of the threshold. Whatever has felt blocked, whether in your work, your finances, your creativity, your confidence, or simply your belief in what is possible for you. The lock is turning, not because you finally did something right, not because you waited long enough, but because the time is now. The energy has arrived. The door is ready to open. And message two on this card, you've unlocked the floodgates to abundance and you are free from limitations. So floodgates, not a trickle, not careful, measured flow. This card is not speaking of incremental improvement. It's speaking of a genuine opening, the kind when you look back in 6 months' time and realize something fundamentally shifted right here, right now. And free from limitations, because so many of us carry invisible ones. Old beliefs about what we deserve, old stories about what is possible for someone like us. And this card says, those walls are coming down. And the third message on this card, obstacles appear to remind you when you're steering off course. And this third message is the one I love most because it reframes everything. It takes the ideas of obstacles and transforms them from punishments into guidance. The next time something blocks your path, instead of asking, oh, why is this happening to me? Ask, what is this redirecting me towards? Because sometimes a closed door is not a rejection. It's a rerouting. It's the universe steering you back to the path that was always meant for you. So now let's do our weekly meditation, which I have called Stepping Through the Open Door. So let's take some time now to connect with the energy of this card. And of course, please don't listen to this while driving or operating machinery. And if you need your focus right now, keep your eyes open and return to the replay to really get the full emphasis of this beautiful meditation. So if it's safe to do so, and when you're ready, gently close your eyes. And as we always do to start our meditation, take a slow, deep breath in. And an even longer releasing exhale. Again, breathing in and letting it go. And as you do so, let your body soften. Let any tension you've been holding on to begin to ease. And now in this beautifully relaxed state, imagine yourself standing in front of a door. It's a door you recognize. Perhaps you've stood here before, pressing against it, wondering why it wouldn't open. Maybe you gave up trying for a while. Maybe you told yourself it simply wasn't meant to be for you. But today, something is different. You notice that today the door is unlocked. You can feel it, a subtle shift in the energy. That resistance from the past is gone. And all that is required now is for you to reach out to that door and open it. So take a nice deep breath in. And push that door open. On the other side, there is light. It's expansive, warm, and golden. And the space, more space than you expected. Room for the version of you that has been trying to emerge. Room for the work, the life, the abundance that has been waiting for you on the other side of this threshold. So step through. Feel your feet on new ground. Now place your hand on your heart and say silently, I am ready. What was locked is now open. I step forward, free from limitation. Oh, breathe that in. Let it settle into every cell. And stay here for just a few more breaths in this beautifully relaxed state, knowing that that door now is unlocked. You have stepped through and the world is waiting, just waiting to give you what you are ready to receive. And now when you're ready, just gently return, wiggle your fingers and toes, take another deep breath in. And as you exhale, if they are closed, slowly open your eyes and bring back with you that feeling of openness, that availability of what is on the other side of that door. Now it's open. And now, with that beautiful, relaxed feeling, let's move on to the embodiment ritual, the unlocking practice. That is your ritual for this coming week. And I call it the unlocking practice. So find a quiet moment and a key, any key, a house key, a car key, an old key you've had sitting in a drawer for years. It doesn't matter what it opens. What matters is what it represents. And hold that key in both hands. Think of the one thing in your life that has felt most locked, most resistant, most stuck, and most out of reach. Now, holding that image clearly in your mind, slowly turn the key in your hands as if you are unlocking an invisible door, and say out loud, what was locked is now ready to be unlocked. I am free from this limitation. I am open to abundance. Let those words really, really sink into your absolute core so that they are there, they make sense, and you are holding on to them. And then place the key somewhere visible for this coming week, somewhere where you will be able to see it every day, perhaps on your desk, your windowsill where you often look outside, your bedside table. And let it serve as a daily reminder that the door is open, that all you need to do now is walk through. And, well, unlocked of all the cards to draw in a week like this, in a month like this, in a year like this. You know it's happening. The cosmos is shifting. The energy is moving, and this card arrives to confirm what so many of you have already been feeling in your bones. What was locked is now ready to be unlocked. The floodgates to abundance are open, and every obstacle on your path is simply a loving redirection. So remember, step through that door this week. It's there for you now. And also don't forget to reach out to me at holistic-health.au, and you're always welcome to connect with me by using the contact form. So thank you so much for being here with me today. Until next time, have a truly blessed week. Stay open, stay grounded, and unlock everything that is ready for you. See you next week, and bye for now.